Welcome to the Theories and Practices podcast. Today's episode, Weed Wars. And here to speak on the dandy dandelion, Terry Gardner.
Almost everyone has made a wish on a dandelion, watching the small parachute-like seeds drift off with your whispered dreams. This being said, almost everyone has also made a wish that a dandelion would simply go away. Perhaps the most ubiquitous of weeds, the common dandelion actually has a lot to offer. Like most plants that have fallen out of favor, it used to be a prized medicinal. In addition, the dandelion used to be a staple in seed magazines and was brought over from Europe specifically for its role in cultivated gardens in the U.S. Somehow along the way, it became a weed. So what exactly is a weed? It is often defined as a plant in the wrong place. Interestingly, according to Dr. John Hilty, weedy plants are regarded as having little value, and thus homeowners, business establishments, ecologists, farmers, and ranchers expend considerable time, money, and effort in getting rid of them. He also writes that suburbia considers a plant a weed that is well adapted to its environment, prone to reproduce itself and spread, requires little or no effort to maintain, has no obvious aesthetic or culinary properties, and doesn't require money to acquire. To me, these seem like desirable traits in a plant. Indeed, after looking further into this whole weed war affair, plants considered to be weeds, and thus pests, can actually be quite helpful. For example, some weedy species are pioneers of degraded landscapes, where the soil is nearly destroyed. As these plants decay, their remaining organic matter improves the quality of the soil and sets the stage for a succession of non-weedy plants. In addition, some weedy species are pioneers of disturbed landscapes where the soil is exposed to erosion by wind and water. These plants then cover the exposed soil and prevent further erosion from occurring until they are replaced by non-weedy plants. Essentially, some weeds actually make great cover crops. In the case of the dandelion, their long taproots can bring nutrients to the surface of the soil that would otherwise remain trapped. The most important use of the dandelion are its edible and medicinal properties. Having gardened for years, I can think of no other plant that can be used in such complete entirety. The dandelion was once cultivated exclusively for its medicinal properties. The roots and leaves were used to treat liver problems, kidney disease, swelling, skin problems, heartburn, digestive disorders, appendicitis, fever, boils, eye problems, diabetes, and diarrhea. It was also used as a diuretic, an appetite stimulant, and a digestive aid. The roots, when roasted, also make a great coffee substitute, and the leaves are edible and often used as salad greens. In addition, the flowers are delicious fried, similar to squash blossoms, and are often used to make the infamous dandelion wine. Of course, as with anything, too much of a good thing can turn into a bad thing. But overall, I think that the common dandelion is entitled to a greater respect than it has recently received. So next time you see a dandelion growing through a crack in the pavement, go ahead and make a wish.